So, Noah, what have you found most challenging in this project?
It's not really. I don't really find it challenging. I just find it more kind of. Evaluating pictures of sunlight and stuff. I find kind of difficult because, I kind of prefer to just like to take pictures, you know. But when it comes down to like the most of the writing and stuff,
So, is the problem that you're not sure what to say, or you think that the photographs speak for themselves and don't need any explanation? What aspect is it is tricky for you?
I think it's a little bit of both, because I guess sometimes I just feel. Because I just feel like most of the time it's just I don't know how to explain it, and then also it's like it kind of just speaks for itself. Okay. I guess like just by looking at it, you can kind of just it just speaks for itself sometimes.
Do you because would it surprise you to learn that most people who've written about photographs, so photography theorists, most of the argument is about the fact that actually photographs don't speak for themselves, and that photographs are actually much more complicated than they might first appear. Would that surprise you?
No.
Okay. So can you see that there might be something about photographs that's maybe quite difficult or complicated that we've still to learn, that we might have to get our teeth stuck into?
Yeah.
And do you think if we do more work around the big ideas, you know, the threshold concepts that we study, do you think that might help?
Yeah, I think it would help.
So a little bit more theory about photography, perhaps, and what it means and what photographs mean.
Yeah.
And would it help if I gave you more support with sort of like sentence starters and things like that for getting, you know, your writing done?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So that's something people said in the survey as well. So that's something I'm planning to do. Just to get you, you know, these are the sort of things you might want to say. All right. So writing, anything else that you found challenging?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
All right. Good. So what do you think you've been taught about photography so far?
I guess I've been taught that, like, I kind of used to have kind of like a certain mindset about photography. And then, like, when you talk about like obstructed views and stuff like that, I would always think, like, before I used to think, if there was something out of focus or like covering the photograph, I would just see it as like a negative and then, like, you know, delete the picture and stuff like that.
Right.
But now I see that there's like a different view to it and a different way to look at it.
Great.
In that sense.
So mostly about the sort of the fact that there are more ways for a picture to be good than conventional sort of ways to be good.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Do you not delete so many pictures now then?
No, not really.
Where do you find good ideas for photography projects? So what would you what resources would you use to think of ideas for a set of pictures? Where would you go?
Mainly the internet.
Okay. And where would you look?
Well, I guess like in like art photography lessons and things like that, I would just go on like Google Images or something just to like see stuff that are like similar or like related to that, I guess.
Yeah.
Just for a small like idea.
Would you ever go to have you ever looked at the links, the specific links for websites on the photography GCSE page?
No, I haven't.
So specific photography sort of resources rather than just doing a general Google image.
Some I have. Yeah, some I've seen like photography.
And what about other students in class, their work? Do you ever use you ever look at their sites to see what they're doing?
I don't really look at their sites, but I have seen some of their like final pieces, and I do think they look at it and gives me like ideas and things like that, what I should do more and stuff like that.
Okay. Okay, let's move on. So if things are going well, so how do you know when you're working successfully in photography?
I know when I'm doing well, when I feel like satisfied.
Yeah.
And I feel satisfied and I feel like I've put like all my effort into it.
Right.
And not when it's like maybe I could have done this, maybe I could have done that.
Yeah.
More like, I know I've done my best, I know I've tried my hardest, and I'm confident in this piece I just made.
And, yeah. And I suppose the flip side of that is, if things are going badly, what would you do to change it?
Well, I'll try and I'd see what I don't really like, I guess, mm-hmm. in picture what I could do differently.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll try again or do it the exact same,
right.
Or just change a little bit, compare it.
So you wouldn't panic. You would you'd find a way out of the.
I'm a pretty calm person.
Pretty calm person. Yes,
yeah.
I noticed that.
Sure.
What questions do you still have about photography? What puzzles you or confuses you or intrigues you about photography that we haven't yet maybe covered in enough detail or at all? Is there anything you desperately want to know or want to find out that we haven't talked about already?
Oh gosh. Well, you know, I'm really into like. Editing photographs and making them like just altering
mm-hmm.
the way you see,
yeah,
just normally, but I've started touching on that more, but I guess what I would like to see more is maybe just like different like type of scenery, I guess.
Okay,
but I guess that's up to me to go like, you know, outside of school and stuff.
Do you mean like if we went on more photo shoots outside of school together as a class?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And more Photoshop? Like actual teaching about Photoshop?
Yeah.
How about how it works?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what if I were to do some more Photoshop and then test to see if people had understood it? Would you be okay with that?
I'll be fine with that, yeah.
So I might teach you a particular technique and then do a little kind of assessment where I give you some images and you have to repeat the process.
Yeah.
Do you think that would work well?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. That might introduce a little bit of competition as well, which would be quite nice. Okay, that's really great. Anything else you want to tell me about this project or about... have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I did.
Do you think you learned something?
I definitely learned something.
Okay, great. Okay, thanks very much.
Yeah.